Okay, today is Daf Tes Vav. We are on Daf Tes Vav, right on the top. Word at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Tikra, if you have a roof, She'ein Aleha Ma'aziva. What does it mean, a roof? It means you have beams. Beams, unrelated to yesterday, well, a little bit unrelated to yesterday's issue about the size of the beams, but even if you have beams, even if they're the right size, She'ein Aleha Ma'aziva, and there's no, like, cement, right? There's no cement. So there's no, they're not really firmly attached to the roof. They're just beams. So I want to use them for sechach. But you know, these beams could have been here for 15 years before I wake up and say, oh, you know what, this is a good sukkah. So these beams are sitting here. So you have to do something to make them valid sechach. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Beishamai omrim, Beishamai say, mipakpek, you have to move them around. To move them around, like pick them up, put them back down. But that's not enough. The no-tel achas mi bein tayim. Every other beam, you have to remove and replace with kosher schach. That's not kosher, different schach. It's like a two steps you have to do. You have to move each one, pick one up, pick each one up, put it down. And then every other one you have to remove and replace with other schach. Ubeis Hillel omrim. And Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to do both of those things. Mefakfek, either move each one, or notel achas yibetayim, or replace every other one. You don't have to do both. Reb Meir Omer, and Reb Meir says, in the world of Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, there isn't even a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rather, notel achas mi bentayim, you have to remove each one, every other one, if you remove every other one, the eno mefakfek, you don't have to move them. You don't have to pick each one up and put each one down. Says Rashi, it's a long Rashi, but it's the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, she'ein pikpuk mo'olo. What do you have to move each one for? You don't have to do that. Remeir la taimei, Remeir goes according to his reason from yesterday, the Omar. Ein misachin b'nesarim. You're not allowed to use boards, Remeir said yesterday. Vayedei pesach shebentayim, and by putting kosher schach in between every other board, right? Miskashra, it's good. That's how you'll make it good. Ushul Shmuel, the Amar LeKamon, and Shmuel who's going to say in 2 days from now that schach pasul bedalid, that schach pasul is. Schach pasul is the shear of schach pasul is 4 tvachim, right? Be'emtza in the middle of the sukkah, which we're going to learn later in the week. Mitukba kedepreshes le'el, denave pshei psalim be'emtza, v'im be'el ha'chesamos, d'dof ha'nakum rinan al ha'psalim, v'avkin le'em l'sar min ha'sukkah. What that means is, again, we have that faith that it's an eight-arm sukkah, we hold d'dof ha'nakumah, so you only need a small amount of kosher schach. In the middle, all the puzzle can go right away to the middle. Then all you need is 7x7 of kosher. You can't sit under the other part, but it isn't possible in the sukkah. And there you go, you have a good sukkah. But he holds if it'd be 4 tvachim in the middle of the sukkah, it would possible the sukkah. That's all that was. That's all that said over there. So in other words, it's not. In other words, Shmuel is not going to have a problem with Reb Meir. And neither will Inam Yisrael and Karav. Rav holds you can have up to 4 amos of pasul schach, even in the middle. That's a very unique shita. Hilkach lo psali nesarim shemitayim delekashir psul biyachad. It's certainly not going to be a problem. This sukkah will certainly not be a problem because these boards are not 4 amos. However, the only issue is it wasn't made l'shem schach. Okay, so pick each one up, or the Nevi Meir says you don't have to do that. You just have to replace it with other schach in the middle. Fine. In other words, fine. If Remeir holds, you're not allowed to use any boards at all. What's going on here? Right. So according to right, if Remeir holds, you're not allowed to use boards. Well, these are all boards. Forget that. There's two issues going on. There's an issue of boards. There's another issue. It wasn't made l'shem sukkah. So to get rid of the boards issue, says Rashi, we're talking about a sukkah that's exactly 8 amos, and exactly And it's exactly, so you, oh, it doesn't matter what's on the sides. It could be boards, who cares? When Meir says you have to remove each, every other one, he only means the middle ones. You understand? When Meir says, you have to remove the middle, you have to remove each, every other board and replace it with kosher schach, he only means the middle two boards.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
You have a normal size sukkah.
Yeah.
Okay, that is seven boards.
Right.
You do what, according to what he says, what Meir is exactly saying, you take each and every opposite.
So he didn't mean every other board.
1 second.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Right.
Because all you're doing is missing those middle pieces. So
right.
Whatever reason, we blow right through those.
Right.
And then everything in those other options, which is half the sukkah.
Right.
I'm assuming half, you do half and half.
Right.
Half the sukkah is already kosher.
Right.
So he doesn't have to.
No, Meir doesn't mention anything about Shammai Beis Hillel.
No, but what he's saying.
No, basically
what Beis Hillel just said. Beis Hillel said, just lift each one up.
He's not lifting the rest of them up. He's
but
leaving them as they are.
According to Meir, you're not allowed to use boards.
Right.
So what's going on here? So Rashi explains, what's going on is, we're only talking about the middle two boards.
Right. No,
if you remove the middle two boards, you replace it with Tzach, you're good.
That makes no sense.
Why?
Because
the rest of it's Dofen Akuma.
Fine, but if you want, I want a large sukkah to sit on.
So that's not the case. That's not the case.
Why is that not the case? I take off every other one.
Because otherwise, the mayor doesn't make any sense.
Sure he does.
Why? You're not allowed to use boards. So removing every other one, what does that help?
Because the same like you have Dofen Akuma and you have Aver and you have every other little thing, you blow right by those boards. They're not there.
Okay, so maybe we're going to get to what you're saying. Maybe not. Let's see.
I'm using 50% of the sukkah. The rest of it's just not there.
Right. It's not an easy daf. So let's see if the Gemara gets to that. Now, says the Gemara. I understand what Beis Hillel is talking about. The issue is Tasev Laman Asri, meaning these boards are put here by who knows what, who knows who, so you got to make it kosher. You have to kasher it. How do you kasher it? Either pick each one up or remove every other one. So if you move each one, you did a maisa. Excellent. If you move every other one, you also did a maisa. What's Beis Shammai? I have to do both. You have to pick it up and replace each one. Why? Right? If the issue is tasav lomana asui b'chad asagi, one of these two things is good enough. And imishum gzeras tikra, it's a boards issue. I'm going to think you could do sukkah in your house, right? If I could sit in here, I could sit in my house. So benot alachas ibentayim sagi. So then replace every other one. In other words, there's no etzem something wrong with the board. It's just a gzera. I might sit in my house. So if you replace every other one. No one does that in their house. So then you won't come to sit in your house. So why do you have to do both? Why? What do you have to do both for? So the Gemara says, you're right. And here's the real reason is because Gzeras Tikra. Vachi Kamri. Here's how the Mishnah reads. Afal Pisha Pikpek. Even though you're in a Hanami, you pick up everyone. You pick up everyone and you put it back down. And that should be good for purposes of Tassel of Laman Asri. But then 1 second. You're sitting in a sukkah, which could be in your house too, because it's a full of boards. Therefore, e no tel achas yimetayim in e lo lo. If you move each one, good, and if not, not. If you remove every other one, good, and if not, not. You see what he's saying? Not that you have to do both. You have to remove. You have to replace every single one, every other one. You have to replace every other one. Why? Tzeres tikra. You have to pick everyone up because of the tassel amanosri. Therefore, if you did it first. You came to Daf Yomi, you left after the first 2 minutes. So what did you learn? Oh, I can pick up each one. And then you walked out. That's true for purposes of Tassel Lom and Asri. Still have a Xeris Dikra problem. To how to get around that problem, you got to replace every other one. Ihachi Eim Seifa. 1 second. What does the Seifa say? What did Rameir say? Rameir Omer, no tel achas ni ben tayim. You remove every other one. Avalo pikpik. So Rameir Haina Beis Shammai. Rameir is basically just saying to him in his Beis Shammai. That the only issue is Gzeres Tikra. And Beis Shammai, and Rameir said you can't pick each one up. Don't do that. You have to replace every other one. Why? He obviously holds of Gzeres Tikra, which he does, and therefore you gotta figure it out. You gotta remove every other one. That's the same thing Beis Shammai just said that. Rameir holds like Beis Shammai? Unlikely. Hachi Kamar, no. Lo nechleku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel bedavar zeh. Says Reb Meir, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel aren't arguing about this issue. He has a whole different argument than Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. He really holds that even Beis Hillel agrees that that the issue is Gzeiras Tikra, and therefore, according to when Rabbi Yehuda said, Beit Hillel said that you could do either one. Says the Meir, Beit Hillel doesn't hold like that. You have the wrong vort in Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel holds the Peshamai, like me. You don't want to do that. You must replace every other one. And there's no machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in that regard. My Kamash Malon. So what's this whole mission telling me now? The Meir is like Gzeiras Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Gzeiras Tikra? That's yesterday's daf. That's yesterday's daf. That's not, it said yesterday. Mesachach and Minasarin. You're allowed to use boards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Oser. Rameir says you're not allowed to. To have the same Mishnah two times in a row? The same exact halacha? That's what comes out. Amar B'chir Bar Abba. No. Reisha Minasarin Meshupin Askinan. The Reisha, we're not talking about normal boards. We're talking about boards that have been refined and worked on. So they're not boards anymore. They're now kalim. Okay? They've gone from... No one said this yesterday. We didn't learn this. We're going to reject this in a minute. But this is the Havamina now. Yesterday we were talking about, not the boards, true boards, but they were really, they were work. What's Meshupa? How does it say Meshupa in English?
It's just
smooth. They were smoothed down. They were worked on. And therefore, Reisha ben Asar Meshupa Naskinen u'meshum Gzeiras Kalim Naguba. Another issue. It's a keli. You're not allowed to use kalim for your schach. You're not allowed to do that. Even if they're made out of wood, which normally grow from the ground. Not if they're kalim. Okay? Says Rashi, Reisha, that's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Reisha, lav mishum gzeiras tikra iplug, has nothing to do with gzeiras tikra. That's not what they're arguing about. Ella b'nisarim, they're arguing about boards, she'enan b'nei arba, they're not four tfachim big, because if they're that big, even Rehuda has a problem with them. Avol mishupenhein, but they're smooth, v'chalakim, and smooth again, v'ru'uyin l'tashmish, and they can do, they have some purpose. They're not just random boards that you have from the, you know, from the store. They're good boards. You can use them for something. U'mishum gzeiras kalim noguba. It's an issue of gzeiras kalim. You can only use kalim. Lifzol, alibad Reb Meir. That's why Reb Meir says they're no good. Afagaf the pshute kliyetz ninu. Volom akablam tuma. Even though we have a rule that pshute kliyetz, in other words, flat wood, is not makabal tuma. Doesn't have a receptacle. There's a rule like that. Yeah. Gazabahu atu kalim makabal tuma. They made a gzeira atu kalim that are wood. That do have a the arm of kabbal tumah. So you can't use any wood that it's, if it's made into a kli. So that's why that's yesterday's daf. And today's daf we're talking about boards. Yesterday's daf was boards that are kalim, and today's mishnah are boards that are boards. So ulav Yehuda Amar Rav, but according to Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amma who says sichcha bechitin zecharim kshira. Unakevos psula. One second. We had a few days ago that they have an arrowhead, not an arrowhead, the arrow body, the stick of the arrow. We said if it's a male, right, which means that the arrowhead has a hollow to fit onto the stick. So the stick is really a male. What is that? It's a piece of wood. Doesn't have a base keeble. And what's a female stick? A female stick is the stick is hollow, and the arrowhead has a what? A projection, and that fits into the stick. That's a female. That's already a base keeble. And we didn't make a gzeira. Males are two females. No such gzeira. So why would we make a gzeira? Kalim that are not pshute kliyetz are two kalim that are. Why would we make such a gzeira like that? We didn't think about the arrows, right? V'lo gazar zechar up to the kevos. Hachanami. Lo gazar nisar mishupen up to kalim. Why are we making a gzeira like that? These are not receptacles, and these are. These are male arrows. Those are female arrows. We don't make a gzeira. So Gemara says, you're right. What? Exactly. You're right. Ella, you're right. Ella, our karchach, reisha pligi b'gzeira stikra, v'seifi pligi b'gzeira stikra. Both mishnas to say the same thing. There's an gzeira here of gzeira stikra. What's gzeira stikra? If you have beams in your sukkah, say, oh, I have this in my house too. Why should I go outside in the sukkah? It's colder. The house is warmer. I'll go sit in the house. So because of that reason, we don't use boards. Our Mishnah said, if you have boards, it's two problems. Number one, tasif lomun asui. Okay, we'll fix that problem. Number two, there's a boards problem. Right? Same thing twice. Vifligu batarti zimni lomali. Why are they arguing twice? Here's why. Seifa l'Rav Yehuda, de ka'amale l'Rav Meir. In the Seifa over here, where Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, well, it doesn't say the Mishnah, this is the underlying, the undertones of the Mishnah. Amai ko asarta bin asar gzeres tikra. Why are you asering gzeres tikra? Why are you asering? Who made up that gzera? You know who made up that gzera? Bishamai. We don't like Bishamai. Hai svar Bishamai hu, dislahu. Bishamai is worried about that gzera. Beis Hillel says, don't, no problem. Pick book. All I gotta do is pick one, each one up, put each one down. And if you pick each one down, there's no problem. Tasev lom and asri. He did it l'shem schach with all the yehirat sons and all the kavanas. There's no issue of gzeres tikra, according to Beis Hillel. So only Bishamai holds that issue. Ubeis Hillel lo gazri. The Amar of Meir, Meir says back, no. Lo nechlaku Bishamai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. No, they don't argue about this issue. Beis Hillel agree with Bishamai. That's why I hold Enam apakbe, the last two words of the Mishnah. Enam apakbe, that's not an option. Why is it not an option? Because it's not an option because you still have Gzeres Tikra. Picking up each one and putting it back down, very good, you get out of the problem of Tassel Amanasi. Still Gzeres Tikra. I, Beis Hillel agrees with Bishamai about that issue. Everyone agrees with him. You're the odd one out, says Rebbe Meir back to Rebbe Yehuda. That's why the Mishnah has it again. What do you mean? There's a question. Is there a Gzeres Tikra? Basically, Rabbi Yehuda says only Bishamai holds that. According to Beis Hillel, there's no such Gzera. You're not going to mix up the Sukkah and the house. You're not going to do that. We didn't know that yesterday. Yesterday, we didn't mention Bishamai and Beis Hillel. That's only today. So Beis Hillel holds there's no such Gzera. Right? Now, we happen to not hold like Rabbi Meir. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That the Quinta Beis Hillel, there is no Gzeres Tikra. It sounds like there's no Gzeres Tikra. But maybe if they're smaller. That's the next, we're going to get to that soon.
I told you yesterday, everybody agreed that four
tefachim. Correct. We're going to get to that. But right now, we're according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Of course it's Gzeres Tikra. No question about it. That's why there's a second Mishnah. If yesterday we didn't know this, yesterday we know that there's an issue that Beis Shammai only Beis Shammai. Is it only Beis Shammai? Is it Beis Hillel also? Says Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Mishnah yesterday was only according to Beis Shammai. And Ramirez says, no, it wasn't. It was according to everybody.
I think this Mishnah is here to make sure that if you understood yesterday, you thought you understood today, so to show you that you did.
Now, one second. Now, the Gemara asks your question, Marcel. Ha nicha l'Rav. This is according to Rav. Damar machlokas b'sheyesh ben arba. That the machlokas yesterday on the size of the board is 4 amos. The mayor is like Zeres Tikra. The Rebbe Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra. That you could say. Right? In other words, we all like Rebbe Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel. There's no Zeres Tikra anymore. Only Beis Shammai holds like that. What's this Mishnah talking about? Well, you have to pick up each board because we don't want it to be Tassel Amanasa. But is picking up each board enough? You pick up each board, you put each board down. What about Zeres Tikra? Still living in a sukkah that looks like your roof. The answer is, says Beis Hillel, doesn't bother me. That only makes sense if you hold that, hanich l'rav, that the machlokas is yesh ben arba. El l'shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the amar b'she'ein ben arba machlokas, avol yesh ben arba divri akol psula, but if it's more than four, everyone holds its puzzle, so seifa, my pligi. What are they arguing over here about? Right? Everyone holds their puzzle if they're bigger than four. Right? Everyone holds their puzzle. Yeah. And the answer is, this is a hard answer, Bibitule Tikra Kamiflagi. We're arguing about being Mevatel the Tikra. What does that mean? The best way to do it is to see what Rashi says. Rashi of Bitule Tikra. It's the last Rashi. It's on the third wide line. Klomar. Amalach Shmuel. Shmuel's going to say like this. Right? Shmuel said that the machlokes is between 3 and 4. But if it's more than 4, everybody holds it's a problem. Now, we didn't say the size of the boards here. So if it's bigger than 4, what's Rabbi Huda talking about? Well, what's he talking about? If it's bigger than 4, everyone holds it's a problem. Even Beis Shammai, even Beis Hillel, everyone holds it's a problem. Says the Gemara, Klamar, Amalach Shmuel, La'olam, B'sheyesh ben Arba. Really, it could be four. V'lo ha'isa kan tikra mitchila. But it was not a roof yet. V'achshav huba l'sachich b'hu l'shem sukkah. Now I want to make a sukkah. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda pasal. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's a problem. Why? D'gazrinon mishum tikra. Shelo yavo v'yeshev tachas koras habayis. You shouldn't sit under beams. For Yomer, you'll say, Mali zeh, Mali chadasha. Why am I sitting here? Why can't I sit in my house? Why is this different? What's this whole sukkah about? I'm sitting in, what's the same thing? Aval hashta, detut sikra hoisa, but it was already a roof here. Uba lidei maitha lasos l'shem sukkah, but I have to make it into a sukkah now. V'zeh mochiach shiodeh sh'omer Torah tasev lo min asui. And what am I doing? I'm making a sukkah. In other words, what Rashi is explaining is, Shmuel held that if it's more than four tefachim, everybody agrees you have a problem of gzeres tikra. Says now Rashi is explaining what the Gemara is saying is not so simple. When do we say there's a gzeres tikra if it's more than four? That's only if you're building something from scratch. If you're building something from scratch, then there's a gzeres tikra. Don't make those boards so big, because you have those in your house. And if you have them in your house, you might come to sit, why should I sit in the sukkah? I'll sit in my house. But if I already have a structure here, I already have a structure, and it already has boards on it, and I come to the rabbi, I say to the rabbi, you know, I found this thing in my backyard, and it has boards on it, and can I use it for a sukkah? And the rabbi says, well, how big are the boards? And you tell him, I measured them with a tape measure, and they're 4.5 tefachim big. Right? So the rabbi's going to say, you know what you have to do? You have to pick each one up and put each one down. And then it's fine. What about Gzeres Tikra, Rabbi? I went to Daf Yomi, I heard about Gzeres Tikra. Rabbi says, what do you mean Gzeres Tikra? You're fixing each board. You're picking each one up and you're putting each one down. What more kavana do you want? You can mix it up now and sit in the house? Your mom is working on a sukkah. You're making it l'shem sukkah. You're going out of your way to make it into a sukkah. So what kind of Gzeres? What kind of, I'm going to forget them to sit in my house? I just spent an hour picking each board up and putting each board down. What do you want from me? It's a brilliant answer. I'm picking each board up, putting each board down. Now I'm going to make a gzira. Maybe I'll sit in my house. Why would I make a gzira like that? You just spend time fixing the schach. If you fought, right? If you build it from scratch, so why should I sit in my house? Why should I do that? Right? Here you're making it sukkah special. He's working on the schach special for sukkah. Of course you're not going to do it. Of course there's no gzera. No reason for gzera. Doesn't matter how big the boards are. The whole reason was gzera stikra. That doesn't apply when you're going out of your way to make it into valid tzrach. By picking each one up. What kind of gzera stikra is that?
So what is gzera stikra then?
What?
In general.
Gzera stikra is, I didn't have any kavana, and now I have a sukkah like this. I should sit here. I can sit in my house.
That's an old sukkah.
No, I think it's
gzera. So there has to be some kind of case.
Gzera stikra is probably you have something in your house. You have like a courtyard or something, like a gazebo. The thing is
there
the whole year, and now
we
just
so
open up.
Oh, so let's finish Rashi. So Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Remeir Iyakim Tzul Mitzvah Bishum Tikra Lo. We're making Gzera in this case. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, yes, but Tule Tikra Le Beishamai Tzarech Litul Bimentayim. It's still a problem according to Beishamai. Still a problem. Af Al Gaf Demochiach Shebaki B'Tasev Lomad Asi. Even though we clear you're a Baki in Tasev Lomad Asi, you're such an expert in his halacha. Still, Gazri about. You still make a gzera. And therefore you have to, it's not enough to pick each one up. You have to also replace them. For Beis Hillel Sofer, no, given the butler, you got rid of this issue. For Hochiach Sha Tikra Psula, you know the tikra is no good. That's why you have to pick each one up. Su Lekla Lidzar, there's no more reason to make a gzera anymore. For Meir Sofer, Lo Nechleku, the Afba Gazrinan, and says for Meir, they're not even arguing about this issue. They both hold it as a problem still. That's how we explain. That's how it could be. They could even have a big sukkah and it's still not a problem. It's a machlokas. You make a gzera like that or not? Says Beis Hillel, no, why should you make a gzera? You just went to the rabbi. You got all the halachas down pat. Well, now I'm going to have a gzera. You're going to sit in the... And Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai says, yes, I still make a gzera like that. I'm still nervous. Mar Savar batla b'hachi. Mar Savar lo batla b'hachi. Right? Rabbi Huda says, according to Beis Hillel, it's not a problem. And according to Beis Shammai, it's yes, it's still a problem. And says, Rabbi Meir, it's not even arguing about that issue. That's a story. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Hamikra sukaso bishbudim. if somebody places down metal rods for schach, now that you're not supposed to do that, now that metal rods, the guy doesn't know the halacha, so he put metal rods down. Oh, baruchas hamita, or he used bed, like bedposts, which is also kalim. Im yesh revach b'neim kemosan, if there's space in between each one of these shbuds, and you put kosher schach, then kshera, then it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because we're going to learn on Amud Beis, and we learned this already. Pasul schach, that's less than three tvachim, is no different than air. And if it's less than three tvachim, it's not as if it's not there. So how wide is a rod? A spit of metal. It's not more than three tvachim wide. It's, you know, one... So it's that could be there, it's fine. As long as you have more kosher schach, so that's not a problem.
So why do we have an issue tying the schach down to something possible, right? Plastic, right?
That might be a different issue of making it permanent. I don't know.
No.
That's not an issue. It's not an issue of schach.
You're allowed to use like a rope that's made out of...
Yeah, but let's say you have a sukkah and someone throws a cup on top of the sukkah, a plastic cup. What, the whole sukkah is possible now? Of course not. I have a cup up there. Cups of kabbal tum. It's not it's tiny. It doesn't affect anything. So, no, it's puzzle, it's puzzle schach. No question about it. But you have more kosher schach than that, so it becomes like as if it's not there. It becomes as if it's not there. Right? You're right, 100%. It's puzzle according to every sheet in the world. Metals, rods, no question about it. But you figured out a way to get around it. Right? By having more kosher schach. Okay? Next. Hachote begodesh. Lasas lo sukkah, in a sukkah. If you hollow out a haystack to make it into a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. It's not a valid sukkah. Why? It's a problem of tatsa v'lamanasi. What's that doing in this Mishnah? I don't know. It has nothing to do with anything. Okay. Well, we're not really talking about tatsa v'lamanasi, but okay.
So when we learned that the other day, that was quoting this Mishnah?
Yes. Right. Yes. Now, lema tevet yifta de ravuna b'ridu v'shua. Let's say this Mishnah is a problem with Rav Huna Brid of Yeshua. Why? The Itmar, because we have a statement that Parutz Ka'amud. You have an Erev or a Mechitza, and you have to have more wall than open space. What if it's exactly 50-50? It's exactly 50. Parutz Ka'amud. The open space is exactly the same as the closed space. So how do you look at it? Where's the Rov? Well, there is no Rov. Right? So what's the story? Right? Rashi says, Parvitz Kovin, second of Adam, Lini Mechitza Shabbos, Itmar. We're talking about Shabbos. You have to have a Mechitza, not for a lady section, not that kind of Mechitza, but a Mechitza to make like a separate Rishus. Mechitza Shinas is Bepasin Rechavin Gimel. You have three Tvachim wide boards that you place down horizontally. Viniach Ben Pas Lepas, Kimol Lepas. And between each board, you leave open space. Dinafka Lemi Torres Lovet, so it's not a Lovet issue, right? It's not a Lovet issue. Vechain Al Pnei Kula, Pavli Parvitz Kovin. So it turns out that the entire length of the thing is exactly 50-50. The Kavasei Hachi B'masnisin Dehavi Le Pasul B'kosher. Just like the Sukkah, where you have 50% non-kosher schach and 50% kosher schach. So and our Mishnah said it's kosher. Now, when it comes to that issue of Parvitz Kovin by a Mechitza, Rav Papa Omer Mutter, Rav Papa said it's fine, and Rav Huna Bar Yeshua Omer Aser, he said it's not fine. So, is that a kash on him? Our Mishnah said, the sukkah is 50-50 is good, and Rav Huna Bar Yeshua said, Parvitz Kovin is no good, kash on him. Right? Amalach Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, no. My kamosan, it means, nichnas viyotze. Over here, by sukkah, it doesn't mean it's 50-50. It means there's a little bit more, that's how Rashi explains this, there's a little bit more schach than open space, than puzzle. A little bit more. It's not 50-50. It's 55-45. So you have more schach than shpuden. That's not parutz kabud. Not akasha. That's what Rav Huna says. Right, Rashi says in the bottom. She pesel harochev kimoson liyochol not lahatnes lahotzi berevach shebentayim. That it's more wide that you can insert the kosher schach with ease. Nichnas viyotze, can go in and out with ease. You don't have to cram it in 50-50. No, it's more than that. The hash to have a pesel shenosin shem meruba al shpudin. So there's more kosher schach than the shpudin. The avir yeser al shpudin, and the air is more than the shpudin too. And it's all fine. Okay, that's the answer. Says the Gemara, for afshar latamsim. What answer is that? You're able. It's a difficult question. What the Gemara is asking now. You're able to be matamsim. Matamsim means it's exactly 50-50. What do you mean? You're able to be matamsim. What? You're able, so what's the question? So make sure it's not 50-50. So, but since you're able to measure it, right, so Rashi says, the fact that we gave an answer, that, it, no, it's nichnas v'yotzei, it's more kosher schach, we made it wider. The kosher schach is more, hachi matarets kol kemosa nichnas v'yotzeihu, right? Stamahu b'nichnas v'yotzei. The ain't derech l'tamtzeim. What Rashi is explaining is, the Gemara thinks now, oh, you know why you made more kosher schach? Because you would make it 50-50 if you could, but you can't. Says the Gemara, why can't you? Make it 50-50. They had a tape measure, get one of those atomic measuring, whatever, and make it 50-50. Why not?
The Nichna Vyosi here is saying a concept that means, because the gap is so wide, the speed that came out easily.
Correct.
To take
them out. Right. And but the point is that there's more schach. So uparchin. So the Gemara asks, "Va'im yitain daito lakach efshel latamtzim." Right. But if you want to make it 50-50, you certainly can. The katani mafnizin kemosin share of havelik. So then back to that question, it's no different than the machitza. So Amar Vami, no. The answer is b'madif. You made sure to have more schach, and therefore it's not a problem. Yeah, of course, you want to be 50-50, you can do it, but you're not going to do it, you know the halacha. So if you want to, you're right, in a chanami, what would be if it's exactly 50-50? I don't know. Maybe it would be talking no good, I don't know. But that's not the case. The case is you make sure it's 55-45, a little bit more schach. Rava Amar, Rava says, afil teima b'she'ein ma'adif, even if you don't make it more schach, what im ha'yush nosin shesi, nosin erev nosin shesi. What you did was, if the spits are going down horizontal, you put the boards vertical. So therefore, there's going to be a little more space of the boards, Rashi explains, because they have to rest on something. They're going to rest on the shpudin or some other thing. The point is they're going to be a little bit more. It's a little bit more. That's another answer.
Now, isn't there a problem now with the rest on something that's coming? I thought you're
not allowed to. So somehow, I don't know how you get out of that problem. No. Look what Rashi says. Look at Rashi says, Rav Amar, afilu betimtzum, even if it's exactly 50-50. However, v'mha yunosin ha-shpudin shesi, if you put the shpudin in one direction, by the way, they're shpudin, then airspace, shpudin, airspace, shpudin, airspace, and you put the airspace, you put horizontally the kosher schach, right? Nosin lekanim shel schach erev. You put the kosher schach the other direction. The al karchach in eno nosin roshi akonim ala shpudin. If you don't put the kosher schach on top of the shpudin, how are they staying in the air? Harihain noful maritz. They're going to fall to the ground. So they're resting on the shpudin. If they're resting on the shpudin, they're obviously more than the shpudin. Hilkach havelei kosher meruv ala pasul umavakwan. There's more kosher than pasul, so it's not a problem. So I don't have an answer to Marcel's question. Now the kosher schach is resting on metal, right? The Rashi just said, Rava said that, right? The Rava is the one who always paskin like. So we have to look this up and see what he's talking about.
No, but with what you just said, if the walls are also tame, the schach could rest on it.
So, but this is not walls.
No, it's a difference.
What's the difference? He's saying, what's the difference?
We don't put our schach, by the way, on the walls. We all have the beams, those notch beams that everybody uses.
We don't, but that's because of zero on that.
Right. Maybe you're allowed to. Maybe you're allowed to. And the Chazanish shall be not allowed to, but that's, if you're a Chazanish person, then fine. But that's not the conventional opinion. Okay. Next. Then we said, Oberuchus Amita. You also can't use bedposts for schach. So Gemara says, Lema Misaile L'Ravami. Let's say it supports the Shita of Ravami, Bartzivyume. Gam Ravami Bartzivyume. Shacha Bivlai Kalim Psula. If you use worn out Kalim, then it's puzzle. the sukkah is no good. Why? Because a worn-out keli was once upon a time a kli. Ah, it's not a kli anymore. But the Mishnah said you can't use a bedpost. What kind of bedpost are we talking about? Obviously, the broken bedpost. If it's a good bedpost, why is it not on your bed? What's it doing on your sukkah? Obviously, it's garbage, junk now. Ah, you know what? I'm going to throw it. Don't throw it out. Save the wood for the schuss, for the schach. No good. What do you see? Even worn-out kelim is no good. Right? As he says, even a worn-out keli, right? That, what he said over here, sacha b'vlai kelim psula. Ah, it's a shirt. It's a shirt. The shirt's makabal tuma. Ah, it's not makabal tuma anymore. It's not a shirt anymore. I've made it no longer a shirt. How did I do that? I ripped it. It's no longer a shirt. Yeah, but it was once a shirt. So he still can't use it for a schach. Kedamar of Chanan Amar Rabbi, Baruchas v'shtei k'rayim, b'ksar v'shtei k'rayim, hachanami barub v'shtei k'rayim, b'ksar v'shtei k'rayim. In other words, everyone saw the picture, if you didn't see the picture, the picture here. It's basically two posts with a wooden, like a wooden thing connecting the two posts. Either it's the side of the bed or it's the head of the bed, which is shorter. That's what there's two of them. Basically, it's still a valid kli. It's still a valid kli. It's not some broken piece of wood that's going into the garbage. No, it's a valid kli. It's half a bed. It's the right side of the bed. You have a post, you have another post, and there's a piece of wood going across. That could be valid bed. Aye, what are you doing with a half a bed? Like everyone's going to say right now. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanan, in the name of Rebbe, said, that's valid. Where did he say that? Hecha de Itbar Rabbi Chanan, I'm a Rebbe. Where did he say that? He said on the following story. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. Mita mitames chavila. A bed is mitame if it's whole. A bed is a kli. Umitaheres chavila. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And if it's tame, you got to take the bed and put the bed in the mikvah. Right? Because it's a kli. Whole. V'chachamim omrim, no. Mitamemes evarim, mitaheres evarim. No. Parts of it can become tame and parts of it can become tar. My new, what is that? Ah, Amr of Chanan, Amr of Rebbe, Arucha v'shnei k'rayim, Ksar v'shnei k'rayim, either the long one or the short one. In other words, two posts and a long piece of wood in between, or two posts and a short piece of wood in between. The two posts and a short piece of wood is the headboard, and the two posts and the long piece of wood is my side of the side of the bed. L'may chazi, what are you doing with that? What are you doing with half a bed? Well, L'smachinhu aguda d'meisa v'layu u'mishra ashada. What you could do is, you could take a half a bed, make ropes, connect the ropes to the wall, and throw a mattress on top of that. So, you have a way to make a bed out of a half a bed. By using the other, what's to be the other side of the bed? The wall. So you can do that. You can have hooks coming out of the wall, take ropes, attach them to the side of the bed, attach them to the wall, and throw a mattress on. Or if you like, don't sleep on the mattress, sleep on the ropes. There you go. So therefore, it still could be used, and therefore it's mekabel tuma, and therefore that's the kind of bed that you can't use to put on top of your sukkah.
So how could you work in the times of tuma tahara when a woman was a nida? So she lays on the bed is tummy now.
Right. Either one of two answers.
She's going to be
either every week, every month, they took the entire house to the mikvah, or more likely, they had two beds. And that was the tummy bed, and they only used it for tuma.
Yeah, but that what she knew when she was going to become a Nida. If her Nida came suddenly...
That's the first Mishnah of Nida, right? How far back do you go? Right? Do we say that we're Matame everything from the past 24 hours? Or do we start right now?
In that case, if it was sudden, then you wound up shoving the bed to the mikvah.
Right. So that's the first Mishnah of Nida, right? What do you do when you become Tame now? How far back do you go?
So
you
think that they used to schlep beds to the mikvah?
What's the alternative? Or if you're not kahanim, doesn't matter. So you tell me. So before yontif, you go, you make yourself tar, so you can go to the base of mikdash. Doesn't make a difference.
They live in
tumah. That's a schlep. It's a schlep. And then every dining room chair that she sat on has to go to the mikvah. It's a little bit of a schlep, right? Clothing is one thing. The bed's a little bit of a schlep. The dining room table is a little bit of a schlep. She touches the dining room table, she sits on it, or she leans on it or something, it's a problem. Either they always had, if you're a Kohen's wife, it's a different story. It's a different story. Another minute. Okay. So.
They sent them out to the tent in the backyard.
Gufa. Amr of Ami, Bar Tuvyomi, Sachra Bavlai Kalim Psula. If you used worn out Kalim, it's puzzle. My blight Kalim, what does that mean, worn out Kalim? Amr Abaya, Matlonios, it's some kind of mat, She'ain Behem Shalosh Al Shalosh. It doesn't even have 3x3, it's so small. The Lo Chazinan, Lo Laniyim, Lo Lashirim. Nobody, who uses such a tiny piece of cloth? Nobody. Not even poor people will use that. Tani Kavasa Dirhari Bar Tuvyume, you have a Bryce that says that. Machatzelis shel shifa v'shel gemi, the a mat made out of different kind of reeds, shiareha, and it's like the ends of it are fraying, afal pi shenifticho mikishureha, even though it's smaller than the shear now, ein misachachin behen. You cannot use them. Why not? Because it came from a good mat. Now it's fraying. That's okay, but it came from a good mat. Therefore, you can't even use these fraying pieces, these ends, right? Machatzelos hakonim gedola, misachachin behen. I have to stop here. Oh, another minute. Machatzelos hakonim gedola, misachachin behen. If they're big mats, you can use them for sukkah. Why? Because they're not used for sitting. So I know what we said yesterday, that they're asked for the mats. They're not used for sitting. So they're only for sukkah. We'll get to this later in the week. The whole back and forth about the big and the small. Katana ain't misachachin behen. Because they're small, you can't use them. Why? Because they're used for sitting. They're not tzach, they're kelim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af hima kabelas tumah v'emetzachachin ba. Even even the big ones you can't use because it's stam used for sitting and you can't use them and you can't use them for tzach. You know, let's see if we can finish it. Hachotet begodish. There's no picture of this and I'm not 100% sure what this means. We said if you holler about the Gadish, it's not a problem. It's a problem. That's only true if there's no tefach in the 7x7. I don't know what that means. There's no picture of it. I don't know what that means. No, I don't know what that means. There's no picture. I don't know what this means. Tefach in the 7x7. Avol yesham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. Hari havi sukkah. But if there is a tefach, then it is a valid sukkah. Why? Because once you have a tefach, then all I'm doing is fixing the walls. There's no...
But it says
I know, that picture doesn't help. There's no tasev olam and asr on walls. There's only tasev olam and asr on tzchach. So all I'm doing is making the walls, Rashi said, it's like making, if you have a small sukkah, you can build...
It's giving you a tefach
of the top. That's what I think it means.
That's what it's saying.
So therefore, all I'm doing now, that is in the beginning of the Masechta, if my sukkah is too short, dig down and make the walls bigger. Same thing over here. That's all I'm doing. That's not a problem of Tassel Amanosi. I'm not touching the schach. I'm touching the walls. Tanin Ami Hachi. Hachotik begodish lasotol sukkah. Harezeh sukkah. If you cut out a hollow about a space in a haystack, vanan tanan eil sukkah. We said it's not a sukkah. Yeah. Ela shamina kidravuna. Right? Shmamina. You're right. That's right. But the answer is a tefach of space. Ikadurami la mirma. Some had it as a kasha. Tanan says in a Mishnah, chotik begodish lasotol sukkah, eino sukkah. If you have cut it a hollow, it's on a sukkah. I bought nanya, I raised a sukkah, but it said it is a valid sukkah. Amar Huna lo kasha, kam b'sheyesham chalal tefach, meshach sheva, that's fine, because you have a tefach of space somehow separating the schach, so therefore all I'm doing now is touching walls. The kam she'en sham chalal tefach, meshach sheva. And the other question is that I don't have that, so I'm making schach, tasav l'manosli, that's a problem. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.